Hi, you're listening to Science Versus. I'm Wendy Zuckerman, and I have some very big news to share. Science Versus has a new home in the Big Apple, not in Sydney anymore, which is where I have been based. So this means you won't find any fresh episodes of Science Versus on this feed, but I promise you will find more Science Versus episodes. Just not as quickly as I had planned. Now, to find the new feed of Science Versus, just search Science Versus, the S, on your podcasting app, or you can check me out on Twitter at Wendy Zook, and I have made many a posts about where my new home is. So it's going to be a lot of fun in New York City, and I hope you'll come and find me. Meanwhile, I do want to give a very big thanks to the ABC for supporting me through season one of Science Versus. And if you want more ABC sciencey fixes, I reckon you should give Dr. Carl on Triple J a go. So this is a podcast that's made out of a radio show in Australia where callers from all around the country ring Triple J, and with practically no notice, Dr. Carl Krusinitsky just answers their sciencey questions. And there's a lot, and he knows just a lot of stuff. So there's things like,
why does your libido significantly increase when you're hungover?
And then he'll say,
firstly, you've woken up in the morning, and so at around 2 hours before you wake up, your body starts making lots of testosterone, and then you've got that frontal disinhibition, so you are one hell of a stud. But thank the gods, little joke, you've switched off your saliva production during the night, so your mouth smells like a bum.
Or they might ask,
you can force a smile and it is able to spur the emotion of happiness inside someone. How does that work?
Okay, I'll give you an example from the horse training trade. If you've got a horse and you want to train it so that you can ride on it, but it doesn't like being ridden on it, it'll keep on kicking and rearing and jumping and doing all sorts of stuff. And before it does, the instant before it goes angry at you, because it doesn't want to be ridden, its ears will prick up. Its ears, which can be slightly up or floppy, suddenly go rigid up. And what they do, I've been told by the horse trainers, is they tape the ears down. And so the act of not being able to raise its ears somehow acts in some kind of feedback loop. So let's get the concept of a feedback loop here. So you tell your skin to do something, then your skin then tells your brain that you're doing it. And that's a sort of soft thing that's happening where if you smile, and it might be just a forced smile at first, but then it gradually softens your brain. And without even thinking about it, your brain then begins to give you a genuine smile. But so that's the supposed pathway. So if you smile, you will, in many cases, raise your own spirits.
That's Dr. Carl on Triple J. And fun fact, Dr. Carl is responsible for getting me my very first proper job. So thanks, Dr. Carl. He also taught me that lemmings don't jump off cliffs. That's a myth, and maybe we'll save the details for Science Versus Lemmings. Maybe. Anyway, if you do want to find out what we will be tackling in season two, head to our new home, find me, or you can buzz me on Twitter at Wendy Zook, and I will tell you. I'm excited to hear from you. And while you're on Twitter, I'll also put a link to a really quick survey because we'd love to know what you thought about season one of Science Versus. Thank you for listening, and sorry for this to and fro, but I wanted to see you again. So come and find me, and I will fact you sometime soon.